This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. After examining the details of social media threats made towards Gillette schools, local officials and law enforcement have said they're aware of the threats but have determined that they weren't credible locally. Campbell County School District Deputy Superintendent Kirby Eisenhower said law enforcement will increase patrols in areas with schools. The Wyoming Department of Health confirmed at week's end that the first case of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been confirmed in a resident of Albany County who had recently traveled domestically. Another person from Albany is thought to have also been infected with Omicron, but is as of yet unconfirmed. The variant thus far has been seen to spread quickly and easily between people. State Health Officer Alexia Harris is concerned about the quick spread of the variant. The department expects that there are other cases in the state that haven't yet been identified. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Veterans, their families, and community are invited to a Facebook Live Veterans Town Hall at 3 o'clock today, hosted by the Sheridan Veterans Administration. The Sheridan VA provides care for vets at its medical center and clinics in Afton, Casper, Cody, Evanston, Gillette, Riverton, Rock Springs, and Warland. The presentation will make those attending familiar with the VA system. The event will be live streamed at facebook.com/SheridanVA. AMC. The twin spruces that have stood in front of the old Campbell County High School since 1934 will soon be a memory. City officials for some time have been concerned about the tree's health. The threat of the trees falling has led local arborists to advise their removal sometime during the week after Christmas. A 15-foot section of one of the trees will be sent to Campbell County High School. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.